Today we are completing our 1 week of Sesshin, where there is a beginning, there must be an ending. What begins must end. Change is swift. Impermanence waits for no one. You are here earnestly practicing, doing your practice with complete sincerity. This is all that is asked of you. You will accomplish what you have set out to accomplish. It has always been just this. The necessity for practice never changes. Practice is doing this one doing. You are doing one and the same thing that I was doing some 55 years ago, that first October Sesshin, when I practiced as my teacher instructed. I received the same instructions that you have now received. At that time, almost all of us, it seemed to me, were doing Mu. We were given about 20 minutes each evening to practice voiced Mu. I remember well that 20 minutes of immersing myself, one with the voice of Mu. One with Mu. One with Mu. No doubts, no questioning it, just being this Mu. Heart and soul, this one voice. This one voice. And everything became Mu. Everything, it happened. Everything was Mu. There was no pulling it down, mysterious as it may seem. Everything was pure, unmixed. Strike, and there is response. Direct response, this is all there is. Everything else is something that you are appending to it from discriminating consciousness. So it is very straightforward. Everything is Mu. Doing Mu, everything is this Mu. Direct, immediate, just this. Between, above and below the heavens, the great earth, oneself. One intimate, intimate life. How could the Buddha help but say, all beings are my lovely children? And now it is 55 years in a flash. Time has neither elapsed nor not elapsed, going nowhere. Just this original nature, samadhi. All beings, my dearly beloved children, now this is just as it is. Not a single flower petal is left out. Intimate, intimate, intimate life. So close, so familiar. If there appears to be separation, it is delusion. All beings are not something else, somewhere else, over there. All beings are I. I am all beings. The sorrow of another is my very own sorrow. You are master already, each and every one of you. Master of heaven and earth. I'm speaking to you, not to somebody else. We were once just as you are now. You will one day be just as we are now. Buddhas and ancestors of old were just as we are now. We in the future will be Buddhas and ancestors. because we are one being. Revering Buddhas and ancestors, we are one. One Buddha, one ancestor. Awakening Bodhi mind, we are one Bodhi mind. We were once just as you are now. You will be in the future just as we are now. Thanks to compassion, which is bestowed upon us freely and without bounds, we are able to attain the Buddha way and to let go of that attainment. Compassion flows freely, drop by drop by drop. It fills the universe. Compassion is now. Compassion is here. What is compassion? Life. Your very life is compassion. There is no distance, no separation. So, you see, it would be only natural for you to drop body and mind. It would be only natural for you to thoroughly see through this mistaken notion of me. Where is there any room for a stingy disposition? It would be so natural for you to release your hold on the phantom notion of me, I, me, mine. Yet you cling tenaciously, grasping at a loss, grasping, clinging, self-cherishing. There's the persistent, this is it, that is it, this, that, yes, no. Could be, couldn't be. This mentality. We regard ourselves as terribly clever, really. We act out of great respect to the ego idea. Really, though, it is quite odd that we should be so self-cherishing. Because to believe in something which is utterly non-existent is so futile, so meaningless. We pass our lives relying on something which is groundless. How could we help but feel hollow? So, Duge said, those who in past lives were not enlightened must now attain enlightenment. Now. Allow yourself to be noble. Cast off the habit of looking away from true self. Be now. Be here. Whole. Before Buddhas were enlightened, they were the same as we. Enlightened people of today are exactly as those of old. So it is not in the least inconceivable that you should see into your true self. In fact, it is mysterious that you are not now grinning the grin of awakening. Did you come to Doksan this morning, the morning of the seventh day of our Sesshin, ready and able to announce, going nowhere, everything is my immediate, intimate, true self? If not, why are you looking away now? Ultimately, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. All that I longed for, prayed for from the depths of my heart is already, from the first, as it is, my reality, my true and eternal situation, my true and eternal self. Together with the great earth and all living beings, I attain the Buddha way. It certainly would not be a mystery to me if you were to now attain the Buddha way. I'm waiting for you. This is our Sesshin's reason for being. that each and every one of you attain insight into your true self. You, not the next guy down. It is your vow to attain enlightenment. You will come to worship each and everything, each and every being, with deep reverence. All things are sacred. This is the way to live your life. Enveloped in the unity of all being, you embrace all beings. Heaven and earth, one root, all the myriad things, one. This we call Buddha nature. So please, please, I urge you, keep the vow. Keep your vow to liberate all beings, even though you yourself are not yet liberated. Keep this vow with strong, unbending determination. Make this one step, kindly. Kindly make this step in giving. Giving appreciation for all blessings received. You can come alive to your true nature, of course. You really needn't hesitate. All those who have not realized Buddha Dharma should practice Zazen and attain realization. All the Buddhas and ancestors have followed this way, with nothing in mind but to save sentient beings. All the Buddhas and patriarchs have shed tears of blood for us. If only you can feel one drop. One drop. You are embraced in Buddha. Embraced. One life. It's good. It is good. Life is goodness. Yet the many beings are caught up in senseless posturing, self-serving, looking off, suffering. Lost in complaints and objections born of picking and choosing. The many beings are taking this ridiculous notion of self to be the treasure which must be protected at all costs. Of course, the enlightened being could never look away from all this suffering. One who is truly awake could never be complacent, self-satisfied. Because we are one, one, one. You come to receive and accept all things with equanimity. When you have become aware that all being is one truth. Your original mind never deceives, never fails, is never destroyed, never harmed. All is well. All is goodness, my lovely children, universal and complete, like the vast skies, nothing in excess, nothing lacking, right now, here, as it is, as you are, it is your truth. So please, be open, receptive. Obedient to truth, openly receive, awaken to universal truth. Don't grasp, don't hold, don't seek to linger in any state. Just breathe this one breath. This breath is original mind. Just step this one step. This step is original mind. This one breath. This one step. Why look off? This one breath. This one step. This one doing. one with this, the self is obedient to self. Self in harmony with true self. There is in reality only this. Please believe. There is only this. The roots of great belief, great doubt. In the beginning, your doubt is quite small. Is it this? Is it that? You get caught up in a muddle of ideas about what you have to do. But the self cannot see the self. There is only letting go, doing, doing, doing. And all is well. True self is true self. Absolute. But this small doubt, I've got to become my true self, I've got to get there, I've got to do something to get this. That we call looking off. It is decidedly not yet great doubt. The great doubt arises from the roots of great belief. Believe, believe. Great doubt will arise. And great determination. Energy, energetic determination. The fire of life is burning with this majestic energy. The fire is warm, warm, warm. You are a refuge for all beings. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.